Welcome to Conversations with Haikini, author, podcaster, and coach. We are celebrating 3 years of Conversations with Haikini podcast. As a wellness coach, I am committed to empowering you to prioritize your health and well-being. I understand that each person's journey is unique, and I strive to provide personalized support and resources to help my clients achieve their health and wellness goals. I believe that by setting an example of creating this life I want for myself, I can inspire and empower others to do the same. I am dedicated to helping you as my client feel your best and support you as you take charge of your own health and well-being. We have some great tips to share here, so grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there, welcome to episode 157. We are still celebrating 3 years of Conversations with Haikini podcast. So in our last episode, we talked about how making small changes can help improve your overall health and well-being. Now, that was episode 156. It was entitled The Power of Small Changes: How to Improve Your Health and Well-Being in 3 Easy Steps. So you want to make sure that you go back and check that out. So I'm super excited about today's podcast. Just thinking about when you are trying to make small changes, it's great, but guess what? What should you do when it seems like you've done everything you could do, but it still doesn't work? What if you are just tired of making mistakes and you feel that you can never get it right? I know some of you have been there. Maybe all of you have been there. You've done all the things and it's just like, oh, I still can't get this thing right. If I can just get this one thing right, I'll be fine. But things will never be perfect. We try to do all these different things and we want it to come out so pristine, so perfect, but it will never be perfect. That all or nothing mindset is causing you to miss out on a more vibrant life that you could be living right now. Remember, we're here at Conversations with Haikini. We talk about living more mindfully one day at a time. It takes one day at a time. So I want to share with you some maybe you've heard about these before, or maybe not, but these are some signs that you may have an all or nothing mindset when it comes to health and well-being. Because of course, this podcast is all about health and well-being, right? Living more mindfully one day at a time. So the first sign is that you tend to think in black and white terms. Either I'm healthy or I'm not healthy. Number 2, you find it difficult to make small changes. We just talked about that, to your habits, because you feel that they won't make a difference. Number 3, you have a tendency to either follow a strict regimen or give up entirely. Oh my gosh, I'm raising my hand right now. I've been there. In the past, I was so militant with my eating. And then I've been where, being the place where it's just like, whatever. It's like, whatever goes, right? Number 4, you get discouraged easily when you don't see immediate results or you have a setback. And number 5, you tend to think that if you can't do something perfectly, it's not worth doing at all. So if you see yourself in any of those, then hey, it may be an indication that you have an all or nothing mindset when it comes to your health and well-being. So let's take it a little further. Take L. Busy mom, mid-40s, struggled with an all-or-nothing mindset when it came to her health and well-being. She had always been active and healthy, but as she got older and as her children got older, she found it very difficult to find time to take care of herself. She would either go all out and exercise for hours each day, or she would skip workouts altogether, telling herself that she was just too busy to fit everything in. Her all-or-nothing mindset also extended to her diet. She would either try to eat so perfectly and follow that strict meal plan she created, she spent 2 hours making, or she would indulge in unhealthy foods and then feel guilty about it. This led to a cycle of extreme dieting and overeating, and it left her feeling frustrated and unhappy. So one day, she realized that her all-or-nothing mindset was not helping her achieve her goals. So she decided to try a more flexible approach, allowing herself to make small, sustainable changes in her habits rather than trying to do everything at once. She started by making a commitment to walk for maybe 15 minutes each day, and then if that was all the time that she had, then it was okay. She also allowed herself to indulge in small treats occasionally, rather than feeling guilty about it. So over time, those small changes added up, and guess what? She began to feel more confident and in control of her health and well-being. Does this sound familiar? Or maybe you have a friend that can relate. If so, I ask you to share this podcast with two of your favorite people. They need just a little change in their life. So I've given you these five signs. I've given you this story. I'm sure you probably can recognize some of those patterns in yourself. So it may be helpful for you to try a more relaxed and more flexible mindset, a more flexible routine. Just try to make those small, sustainable changes in your habits. Just doing that little by little, living more in the moment, one day at a time, can lead to long-term improvements in your health and well-being. Now, this sounds all good and dandy, right? But guess what? Just like you, many people feel that they don't have enough time to prioritize their health due to all their busy things that they add to their schedules, their work commitments, and other demands in life. But as a trained coach, I created the Time for Wellness coaching program. And what this program does, it helps clients develop healthy habits, manage stress, and make informed decisions about their health and well-being. And so the ultimate goal is to create the life that they want. And I know I can help you do the same thing. So, what are you waiting for? It is time to prioritize your health and your well-being so you can create the schedule you want. You can have the meals, eat the meals that you want, all that fun food you want to eat, travel the way you want. And spend time with whomever you want to spend time with. You're creating the life that you want. So go ahead and click that link. There's always a link in my show notes. Also, if you are on my website listening to this, you just scroll down and you'll see where you can take the next steps into creating the life that you want, more happier, healthy living. So, until next time, nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. Bye for now.